What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. We got a fun, painful show set up for you guys today. Let's get it moving right with the Street Rat. All right, everybody, that was the Street Brats on... Hope you guys had a better week than I did, but now that it's the weekend, we need to get this party moving, because that's what Pogo City motherfucking radio is all about. So I hope you guys got your dancing shoes. I hope you guys lace up them docks and get ready for another motherfucking hour of... That being said, let's say what up to the co-host. And I'm talking about the lovely Rude Girl Jessica.
What's going on, Pogo Land? I'm real excited for this show. It's going to be a great one. It always is.
Awesome sauce. Awesome sauce. Let's move it on with some of the boys talking about my man Sean Bedlam.
What is up, Pogo City? It's a little dead in here, deader than normal. But I think we're still gonna have fun regardless, because we always do on Pogo City.
It's kind of good. Well, we get to this. Let's say what's up to the final person in the room, that crusty, dirty, shithead bastard, Josh.
I just want to give a big shout out to the Toms River Police Department for not giving me a DUI last night. Thank you guys. You know,
I say fuck them anyway.
Yeah, fuck the police, bitch.
All right. But yeah, see now, a little disoriented. I'm on a fair amount of painkillers. All right.
Jesus.
Definitely on a fair amount of painkillers that I got from a doctor.
Why are you on painkillers?
Because I had to get rid of that vas deferens. That vas deferens was becoming a real pain in the ass for me. So, yeah, snip, snip, snip. Yeah, a couple Percocets later, we do this show. I don't know how good it's going to come out. I'm kind of nodding out while we were setting up the goddamn thing. So, fingers crossed, everyone. Fingers crossed.
I think you're going to have to show us your balls later in the show.
Oh, yeah. See, when I first got it done, my balls...
Speak for yourself,
now,
Josh.
I got this done. It is 8:40 at night. Procedure started around 2, probably actually more like 2:30. So, this is about 6 hours old. Took him about 20 minutes to a half hour. And... you know, I drove myself home and everything, driving around all day. But sometimes...
How was that car ride home? Did you avoid all the bumps and potholes and shit?
Sometimes it hurts, but it it more feels like... It's just that, like, you know, you get kicked in the balls, and, like, how it even hurts up in your stomach?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just constantly has that ache in your stomach.
Jesus Christ.
Because they literally... Now, I couldn't look. I've had a lot of surgeries. Shit doesn't gross me out. The fact that it was my dick, I was not cool with. They gave me some Xanax
before it.
They were like, did you take that? I was like, yeah. It didn't do shit to me. My heart rate was through the fucking charts. They were like, yeah, that pill did nothing to you. Little did they know. Like, I used to pop fucking pills like they were fucking Skittles. But, yeah, so I'm a little sore. I'm a little aggravated. But let's go to some fucking Pogo City Radio. And how about we go out west with the Stitches talking about some Amphetamine Girl.
Morphine.
That was the Stitches off 8x12. Let's keep moving with a little Kiss Kiss Kill Kill Roger Merritt disaster. All right, now that was Roger Merritt's Disasters. Roger Merritt, of course, of Agnostic Front. Maybe we'll get some of them queued up on here tonight. So now we were talking about my vasectomy and, like, you know, a little vas deferens being snipped or something. I ain't going to lie, yo. I've had many surgeries and shit does not scare me. Like, most things do not scare me. Bugs scare me, and that's about it.
And he's really, like, good with pain, too. Yeah,
and I am. And, like, I've been fucked up,
but
bad.
Let me
guess,
the shit kicked out of me. The shit's killing you right now?
I've had the shits kicked out of me with being beaten with skateboards. Like, three dudes beating me with skateboards type of shit kicked out of me. And not that it feels like that, but, dude, I was fucking scared as fuck seeing these tools that they were about to stick in my beautiful, big, gorgeous cock. Like, there's no other way to put it. There's no other. You cannot be nervous when you see the needle and it's going towards your testicles.
Jesus Christ,
right?
Man.
And then you're not looking. And then you're jumping. You're like, ah! And they're like, oh, we got to do it over. You can't be jumping like that. Dude, it got to the point where they're like, if you jump one more, we got to cancel this. They were like, you're going to get hurt. And I'm like, fuck. So I'm trying not to jump as a needle's going into my testicles. And then they finally do that shit, right? They get you like open or whatever. They start pulling on shit, right?
Jesus
dude, and
Christ,
you feel
man.
It like 4 feet away. And it's what you feel when you get kicked in the balls, but in your stomach. And I'm like, oh. He's like, you can feel that? I'm like, fuck yeah, I can feel that. Oh my God.
I feel like I might have gotten off on such a thing. And I kind of want to like that. So what
really, Josh? That sounds
main
idea. Sounds like a fucking
I can't
nightmare.
Say the doctor's
what,
name.
Was
can't
it a female doctor?
Name.
Well,
it was a male and a female.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I can go
with
that.
Oh yeah, dude, you are.
It sounds like a fucking nightmare.
They got the light out on my cock and everything. I'm like, yup. Do you know what I mean? But see, now the main part of getting a vasectomy is the vas deferens. I don't know. They fucking cut it or fucking do something to it. So now this song isn't really about having a vasectomy, but it kind of
is it about is not it, having kids?
It's kind of this is a little something that you guys might
this
you
song
guys
is about
might remember from a few years back. No Effects coming off Pump Up the Volume. With my vagina.
This one goes out to the LGBTQ community. We support you.
No Effects, huh? Yeah.
Nothing finer than having a vagina. To clarify, I still have a penis, just no longer the vas deferens. They've cut that shit, burned that shit, tossed that shit. I don't know what the fuck they did with that shit. So, what are you motherfuckers up to tonight, huh?
Well, I'm drinking right now. I think Josh is too.
Yeah, I'm type of wrecked.
I'm not getting
between
too
this
up
between this little bit of. I don't even know where my buttons are.
We're all riggedy wrecked, son, over here right about now.
I got some
now.
Purple shit.
Sounds just like a,
I got some purple
I'm
shit, too,
tonight.
So I don't know about that one. I think I might have to that's lay off the vodka with the with it. I got some Xanax,
Percocet.
Some Percocet. and
weed,
some other things. So let's keep moving. Have we played Oxymoron yet tonight?
No.
Let's do a little bit.
Not since I've been here.
Oxy, you were here since we had a show.
Yeah, I think I missed the first song, and that was it. So no, we have not.
Oxymoron. All right, now that was Oxymoron coming off Best Before 2000 with Dead End Generation. Hope you're having fun hanging out with us on Pogo City Radio. Got to remind you guys to check out the blog. We got some awesome things. We got a review up there. I don't like to call them reviews. I like to call them recaps because I'm not really saying if it was good or if it's bad. I'm not.
You're sharing your experience.
This band played and they were fucking terrible. So I'm not really reviewing them. Yeah. Kind of just a recap, letting you know what's going on. Trying to get just some more press. Just trying to get everything to grow. Trying to get everything to be bigger. So go over to.
Like your balls?
Balls that are growing. balls are back down to a normal size, but when they told me, and you know you're totally conscious through all this, right? They told me, jump off the table, clean up. I look in the mirror. I was like, Jesus Christ. Dude, my balls, like, maybe not softball, but they were bigger than baseball. They were.
That's
and they were
gross.
Like a little deformed. They weren't like as pretty and even as they usually were. Like
Sounds
one side
rough.
Was like a little bit more like destroyed than the other.
But he calls his dick pretty.
But I was talking about the website and the Undead Show, which we had at the Alternative Gallery. And, you know, thanks to everybody who came out, and to all you bastards that didn't come out, you are dead to me. It was a fun show. Undead played great. We had some technical difficulties here and there. Some of the equipment. Unfortunately, Ron's bass amp got blown, and I was not okay with that. It's pretty fucked up. I think the people that damaged that amp should have done something about fixing it. But, you know, we'll have to see what happens. Maybe they will. In the near future.
Well, let's get back to your balls really quick. So,
trying to talk about the Undead Show,
Jesus
but yes,
Christ, Josh.
I'm fixated. So, as far as your baseball size,
fixated on Andrew's balls over here.
Yeah, I am. So, as far as your baseball size balls, what would you prefer, Don Mattingly or Barry Bonds? A pitcher or a catcher?
That question doesn't even make
sense.
I don't understand. Barry Bonds was not neither Don Mattingly or Barry Bonds were pitchers or catchers.
Is he making a gay joke on me?
No, he's trying to make a gay joke, but like a baseball joke, but it's like not working.
I don't know sports. I tried.
He struck out, and Josh.
Yeah,
Josh,
you just struck out.
We should just nuke your ass.
Andrew's gay.
Ooh. Nuke the Nazis.
We can do a little bit of
the Oi Scouts.
The Nazis. Oi Scouts. All right, that was the Oi Scouts with Nuke the Nazis, and I know you know that you guys can go back to PogoCityRadio.com, check out the 3-hour live special we did with Matt and Gabe of the Oi Scouts in the studios, taking calls, grabbing the girls, getting drunk. It was a sexy ass night. That night got crazy as shit. I'm gonna tell you, some people that were in that room, I'm not gonna drop the dime on them, but some people that were in that room came up to me that night and said they have never had a night like that night in their life. And because of that, the next day is why we got them booked in Allentown, August 26th, with Blank 77, the Parasitics, the Oi Scouts, the damn broads.
I'll be fapping outside of that show for sure.
I am pumped for all of them. I mean, everybody knows, like, I, like, get on my knees and pray to Blank 77 records at night. But besides that, I am so pumped for fucking damn broads. And, of course, the Oi Scouts.
Yeah,
I really want to catch the broads. Gonna have to get them on here a little bit later. There's a bunch of shows. The virus is playing in York tonight. York tonight, right?
Yeah.
But we gotta find some of those Parasitic shows. The one going on at the Bowery. I know the Parasitics are playing this weekend as well. I think they're. You know, they're playing New York this weekend.
They were playing last weekend. They were playing in Syracuse, and I think they played York too. I don't know if they're playing this weekend.
And here they are now, the Parasitics, straight off the split with Blank 77, getting blasted. Jailhouse Records, how you doing, motherfucker? Oh yeah, Paul, let's get back to them good old days.
Fucking A.
Trying to make some new good old days, you know what I mean? That's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
Making some new good old days. Ain't that right, lovely Rude Girl Jessica?
Oh yeah.
Rude Girl Jessica definitely falling asleep in the chair, not even 9 o'clock.
I think there were two days to get back into those good old days.
Yeah, right.
I'm a little 420.
All right, well, we might be booking a nice little leg of shows, maybe a two-week tour for basically the band of Eddie and the Hot Rods, all right? So, like, no Eddie, just the Hot Rods. They go under a different name. We are in talks of booking them two weeks to a month tour. So stay tuned for that, because if Pogo City can pull that off, we just taking it all over. Just taking it all over.
We're coming for you.
Let's do a little bit of Eddie and the Hot Rods. Do anything you want to do. The song for this fucking place, let me tell you that. Controlled Chaos. Pogo City HQ. Yeah. Eddie and the Hot Rods with their classic Do Anything You Want to Do, only on...
Great song.
Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody.
Pogo and, City fucking radio.
Look for these guys to be touring around the area sometime soon. Not just the area. Talking about a whole like a northeast leg of shows. They want us to book them. Got a hold of us through the network, WPDG. By the way, guys, thanks for hanging out and checking us out on WPDG. And let's take a quick second here and give you guys some updates. Now, I can't say who the headlining act is, but we have a major, it's not 100% confirmed, but a major headliner coming through the Sherman Theater, not the Showcase, the actual theater, the Sherman Theater. Going to be a great show. Last time this band played there, this place was packed. It's going to be a Pogo show. Looking like it's going to be called Pogo Fest sometime in September. Going to be broadcasting it live from the main stage and going to be doing a little bit of Pogo City Radio during the interludes and maybe getting some... some interviews from the bands while they're there, because I'm telling you, there's going to be some big names coming, and you guys are going to want to be around. You're going to want to hear it on WPDG. By the way, there is a media player on WPDG's Facebook page now where you can stream the show live, getting one on ours as well, so you can basically just go to the website, the Facebook, and you can hear the radio live. But, I don't know, you guys, what the fuck do we, I had something else to say, you know, and, like, I lost my train of thought completely.
I think that you're just concerned that your balls hurt really bad.
Actually, my balls feel all right right now.
Because your Percocet.
So you're saying that you're good to fuck.
I'm considering. See, now, look, oh, my God.
No,
I was supposed to
like
have,
oral.
I was supposed to have a nice little, you know, pre-vasectomy party, if you understand, and I was pretty excited about my pre-vasectomy party. You know what I mean? My weekends are always fun and interesting to begin with, but then the pre-vasectomy party kind of couldn't happen because of some scheduling conflictions, and like it didn't get much better from there. And then I just ended up in the hospital, not hospital, doctor's office, mad pain, and I didn't even get to have this killer awesome pre-vasectomy party I was going to have. I'm going to be making up for that shit with the post-vasectomy party, which, you know, might be going down at this house party that we're going to right after that. Because this whole 3 days of no sex bullshit, like Andrew Bedlam, not really too cool with that.
Let's all take wagers on if Andrew's going to have to go to the hospital for having sex before his balls are ready to have sex.
No, but listen to me, yo. I've had stints on multiple occasions put in my penis for like 2 weeks at a time all the way up through my chest. I had sex with them things. I don't think a little vasectomy is going to fuck me up too bad. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. We're going to play it. See how it rolls. Let's go out and do a little bit of... How about we do... Oh, all right. Now, we're in talks, trying to get Jimmy Gestapo from Murphy's Law. Josh kind of taking the leads on this one, trying to get Jimmy and who else, Josh? The drummer?
Yeah, the drummer from Murphy's Law, the new drummer from Murphy's Law. We're trying to get him on the show.
Looking pretty promising, because our boy Josh just happens to work with him.
That is pretty cool.
Well, past tense. Past
worked?
Tense.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I thought you worked.
I changed job sites like, you know, Andrew changes his tampon.
more like Andrew changes his condom that he no longer has to change, which isn't true. Still gotta keep it
anyway.
Yeah, I know, true. But we still gotta watch out for babies for the first 2 weeks. Cause seriously, yo, like they say, give it 3 days, but I don't know how that's gonna happen. But after that, like I'm just supposed to like jerk off and have sex like crazy because you gotta try and get all the leftovers out. You gotta go back.
Shit.
Yeah, dude, no lie, right? Like 3 days from now, 2 weeks from now, I could have sex, knock somebody up.
Because
it's still in there. You got to get all the leftovers.
Not somebody.
So you
kind of
just
me, if anybody, so.
You kind of just got to beat. sex, the more you do it, the quicker it goes into effect.
So, right. In other words, if anybody wants Andrew's children, now's the time.
Now, Andrew ain't having no more goddamn children.
It's too late anyway.
And here we go, getting back to the music with a little bit of Murphy's Law and beer. Have a beer with Jimmy, and like we said, trying to get him on the show sometime soon. Let's take a quick second now to remind you guys about next Saturday's Pogo Dance. You guys have got to get to the Sportsman's Cafe. It's going to be one hell of a party. Every time we're at the Sportsman's Cafe, we got some great drink specials going on. I'm talking about $25 shots, $1.50 beers, $7 trash cans, and I believe $5.50 a pitcher. Also got $3 Jello shots and selling fresh made hot dogs. You motherfuckers better get there. And when you get there, don't be standing in the back with your arms crossed up, too cool to be there. It's fucking $5. Pay your fucking $5 because the street rats are coming from fucking Syracuse. Fragmented's coming from somewhere in NYC. We got Minor Setback coming from South Jersey. Couple PA hardcore bands. If you guys want punk rock to happen, you got to be there. You got to get there. Dance, move, appreciate the bands, or there's not going to be any bands left to appreciate. We need to stop this insanity. Doing a little leftover crack.
FBI, the PTA,
NFL,
the MIC, let's kill you and let's kill me.
So stop the insanity. All right, now that was leftover crack coming over mediocre generic. And I am dead serious. You know, let's see some moving around in these crowds. You know, a lot of work goes into all this. You know what I mean? There's nothing I hate more, because it happens, and it happens around here. You know what I mean? There's nothing I hate more than motherfuckers coming in late because they don't give a fuck about the opening band. They just want to come see a band like the Undead, and they say, fuck all the local bands. That's bullshit. The scene is the local scene. That's what keeps punk rock alive. Of course we love having the big name people coming through and capping off the night.
I agree.
Of course. But there is so much more to it than that. And you guys have got to get out there and support your local scene. You got to get out there and start your own fucking radio show, your own band, your own label, because that's the only way this shit's going to keep moving.
I think what Andrew's trying to say is that, you know, as a punk scene, we got to think globally and act locally.
Damn right. Damn right. All right. So let's slut it up a little, because, you know, I usually like to keep it nice and whorey in here. And let's do a little bit of whore. Johnny Thunders. Little bit of whore in every little girl. I do have the rude girl Jessica Taplis right now. Just putting that out there.
But the bra's on. So not totally topless.
Fun until the daddy takes the T-Bird away. I don't even know where I'm going with this.
I promise that I'm not looking. I'm not looking over in that direction. But I'm definitely looking over.
Yeah, definitely gazing. So. Gazing. Definitely hard to miss. Definitely hard to miss. So we've done a little bit of whore, both, you know as a formality and literally.
Yeah, thanks.
But so when am I? I'm just trying to figure out of when my post vasectomy party is going to happen.
Well, hopefully tonight.
I don't. It's a little unsafe. We're gonna try, but it's a little
up
unsafe.
To you.
I might be going to this house party tonight. So, you know, this is what will happen, right? It'll be some big romper room sex party, and I'll get, like, some major injury at the party in front of everyone. I'll just be, like, gushing blood from my dick. Testicle will be hanging out of the scrotum.
That would be awful.
Yeah,
this can't happen.
I'm trying to drink beer over here. I think if that happened,
scrotums being twisted.
If that happened, I'd be a pretty lonely boy. Something. There I am. Now, that was Lonely Boys by King Kong and the BBQ Show. Kind of had some little dead air there for a second, but I'm sure you guys won't mind. It is fucking free, by the way. So, but yeah, like I said, make sure you guys come out to that pogo dance. It's going to be a blast. Apparently, I'm DJing afterwards. We're going to have a punk rock pogo punk dance party. Gonna be playing, you know, the more catchy shit, you know, playing some Buzzcocks type shit, and maybe, you know, of course, like Blanks and the Dwarves, things you can move around to.
My mic's not there. We go.
That
there
is at the Sportsman's Cafe.
He overpronounced the V.
Looking at him,
but he forgot the W.
Yo, the W ain't in there because the W can suck my fucking cock. How about that W? What's that W gonna do, bitch?
You need to take that W and you need to bring it back from Jersey or wherever you left it. Like Kat said.
Nah, you guys can fuck off because I ain't nothing but a delinquent. Hate to say it. Derek and the boys of Hate to Say It. Love that goddamn song. I ain't even fucking lying. I rock the fuck out to that song driving to work half the goddamn time. Like, you know, they're more out of work. Like, you know, that guitar kicks in, dude, in the fucking sunshine and it's hot. I end up driving like 90 through the 25. Shit's going to get me in trouble.
More trouble than you've already been in? I don't think that's possible.
I didn't say more trouble than I've already been in. Speaking of more trouble than I've already been in, the lovely rude girl Jessica took it amongst herself to go on her Instagram, because I refused to put it on Pogo City's Instagram, and put a very interesting picture of me on it. I felt some kind of way about it a little bit. It was a little picture, but I guess we could talk about it because plenty of people have seen it. And the reason why I want to talk about it is because I like to make it clear that it's the past and it's funny to look at, but this is not what I do now. I have children, we're all good. I'm not getting chased down on felony stops with fucking 13 cop cars like the front page paper with me sticking my tongue out while I'm getting arrested that Jessica decided to post on Instagram fucking from like, oh, Jesus Christ, that happened.
Funny.
That happened about 7 years ago now, I'm going to say.
You look hot in it.
The cop's face.
You're looking in your Doc Martin. That is like
I saw it. I mean, everyone saw that picture.
No, like the cop's face, though. The cop who was looking in Andrew's boot.
In the boot, yeah.
You can clearly
see it.
You got
one, there's like two cops. There's one doing something else, and then another one with the boot.
It's like Easton Man. Well, the one guy, Easton Man sticks out tongue while cops apprehend him.
No, it was the headline was Easton Man sticks out tongue in drug raid, and that was me in the front page.
Yo,
I swear to God,
and
right?
Doc Martens
I swear to God, I'm calling my mom now. Obviously, that was not the first time I was arrested, and fucking. So I call my mom, right? And I'm in fucking 666 Walnut Street, good old 666 Walnut Street, NCP, and I'm in fucking intake, and I ain't got no bail because I was on parole at the time because, you know, I used to be that much of an asshole catching fucking like 9 felony charges while on parole, fucking retard. That's what I'm saying. I don't do that shit no more. I'm a good boy. If I was doing that shit, you would not be listening to Pogo City Radio right now. That's all I'm saying. And, yeah, that shit.
But the cop's face that was looking into the boot was priceless. I mean, Andrew, as much as you'd like to deny it, like, I think you got some crust in you. I mean,
the
cop's face. The cop's
just
face
because I was a junkie boot. For a while doesn't make me a crust punk.
No,
you are.
I ain't down with that hippie shit.
The cop's face in that picture says
I am a hippie in the sense of free love, man.
Yeah. Andrew wants to either run a cult, like a sex cult, or like. Like have a commune with everybody just fucking all the time.
I mean,
I can't say she's lying.
Facts be facts. Cop had had Andrew's boot stuck in his face, and he looks like he's about to vomit.
Well, they were searching my docks, and they had me handcuffed.
I mean, dude, the cop had his nose in your fucking dock, and he looked like he's about to vomit. That's like boot.
No,
rot.
I'm not gonna lie, right? If I came across that picture, but what I was saying before. So I'm in NCP, and I call my mother up. Or the first day I called, I'm like, Mom, yeah, I'm locked up, did some dumb shit. I'm going to be here for a while. Sorry. Hang up. Everything's all good. It's not the first time she's gotten this phone call. I call her the next day. I had not seen the picture on the front page of the paper just quite yet.
So she called, she talked to you about it?
Everybody else in the fucking planet did. And my mom, I pick up the phone. Yeah, that's stupid. You have a collect call from Northampton County Prison. He gets over there. You had to stick your tongue out on the front page, Andrew. You had to stick your tongue out. My mom was more mad at me sticking my tongue out in the front goddamn page than the fucking like 30 fucking bags of, I'm not even going to tell you what the fuck it was we were moving. And fucking, yeah, it was nuts. I do not
She
do
was
that
more
shit
mad
anymore.
About this, the tongue sticking yeah. out thing?
Well, let's be real here. All that other stuff had been going on for years and it was all out in the open. That wasn't so surprising to anybody. But
who took that picture?
The fucking 69 News. The Morning Call or whatever. It was on the front page. They took it.
If the awesome photographer who took that awesome picture wants to come on the radio, we will accept you.
I got fan mail about
picture.
That shit.
That's a great picture.
See, that's just
it. Fuck what everybody else says.
No, it's me.
That's a great picture.
It's me, but like, if it wasn't me, it would totally be a great picture. Like it would, like it's got album cover written all over it. But like I don't do that shit no more. And I think it's trying too hard. I think it looks too fucking desperate. Like, do you know what I mean? It's an awesome picture.
But yeah, but it was at the same time though. It was a spur of the moment thing. Like you knew you were getting your picture taken, right?
Oh yeah, so it's not even the first time I was getting
whatever.
You
someone was taking a picture. He's with ah. Whatever.
Yeah. No, it was a big thing though. Dude, did you ever read the comments on the fucking dude?
I saw some of the comments. It was people like saying like, oh, his poor parents and stuff like
oh, no,
that,
dude,
right?
No, not all of it. Some of it was they were so ridiculous. Right. It was like you know this kid with his souped up Honda and his loud muffler. I'm like, what's this guy think? I'm in the Fast and Furious? Like, dude, I don't own a car, asshole. You know what I mean? And then they're like, think of his parents. Where did poor little Andrew go wrong? All the shocking. I've been arrested for the same charge like 14 other times. Ain't nothing shocking, bitch. Like, get the fuck out of here, dude. Some of these people were straight up. Look at this fucking scumbag. He should be fucking killed, and so should his parents. Fucking bitches. Fuck you, bitch.
No, that's the type of person that, like, you know, you don't respond to that response.
I tried to respond, like, when I got out of jail a couple years later for it. Like, I tried to respond, and they wouldn't let me. All of my things were too, they were saying that they were too, like, assaultful. I'm like, oh, it wasn't assaultful when they were saying I'm going to get ass raped in prison, right? Because that was the whole thing, right? I stuck out my tongue, and all the comments were like, oh, yeah, you're going to be sticking out your tongue a lot, white boy, once you hit upstate. Fuck you, bitch.
My response to that is I try to convince those people to kill themselves.
Yeah,
I'm not joking. I literally try and convince them to kill themselves. Like I give them detailed instructions.
All right. Well, we are just at the hour mark now. After I went on that little, I do got to admit though, it makes me feel weird when I see the picture sometimes because I don't want people thinking that like I'm a junkie anymore. Do you know what I mean? I'm glad that whole part is over, but let's
you're,
go.
You're not a junkie, you're a vastunky.
Yeah, whatever. I'm definitely a fucking pothead, though. I'll tell you that much. Rock and roll don't come from New York. Gonna get out of here with that, and then a global threat. All right, we're going to get out of here with one more. A global threat, and who's to blame?